Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again here on Circles of Change. This is going to be a really fun segment. I've got two wonderful guests in the studio because we're going to hit health and wellness, not-for-profit support, as well as the arts. And I want you to know I'm dedicating this segment actually to my mother-in-law, Mary Lou, who's in a hospital right now in Florida. She has hand-quilted 35 quilts, queen size, not a single machine stitch in them. So Jeannie and Carol, she's one of a kind with the two of you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Zara, and happy new year to you.
Likewise.
Well, we are delighted to be here and to have some publicity for our upcoming auction on March the 2nd.
Very good.
Which will be at the Tucson Medical Center. Our expenses are less than 1%, and so we don't pay for any advertising, so this is a wonderful opportunity for us.
And you see the entrepreneur that she is. She grabbed that mic right away and didn't hesitate to make sure that message got planted today, which I think is perfect. Thank you very much. Let me introduce Jeannie and Carol. Jeannie is president of Quilt for a Cause, and she also works at National Bank of Arizona, a prior sponsor of Circles of Change, in fact, along with Carol Zapankic, who is a retired teacher and now vice president of this organization. These women lead truly run on compassion and love. And I would say even some soul, which we talked about a couple weeks ago here on Circles of Change. The love of quilting and the love of families, friends, and future generations of women who hopefully someday will not need to face cancer in their lives. So you're about to hear the story of some not-so-accidental social entrepreneurs, which is how I'm going to characterize my two friends here, who are stepping into now their fourth year with having raised over $500,000 through auctions of handmade quilts. Quilts that really do tell many, many stories. In September of this past year, both Carol and Jeannie were inducted into the Arizona Quilters Hall of Fame for their leadership of Quilt for a Cause and their fight against women's cancers. So tell me, you met in a quilting group in 2000. So how did that all start out for you, Carol? Why don't you tell us how the two of you got connected?
Jeannie and I live up in Saddlebrook, and that's where I retired to from Illinois. And my sister had just passed away from cancer. Mm-hmm. She had lived in Sierra Vista for at least 20, oh, more than that. And Jeannie's the one who had a friend in Sacramento that started this first event, Quilt for Cause. And she said, what do you think? I said, well, I'm game with you, but two's not enough to make it go. So we went to the Tucson Quilt Guild and presented this idea to them, which Jeannie did, and We started out with a wonderful little steering committee, never thinking we were going to do anything but one time, and it has grown like unbelievable, and we've been friends ever since through many events of our life, and I have to say the stories is really what pushes you along with this whole event.
Well, I think also, you know, Jeannie, you know, you never know what you're getting yourself into when you ask a question or when somebody gives you a yes. Wouldn't you say?
Isn't that the truth? And like we told you earlier, Carol and I thought that this auction, that our first one that we did back in 2003, was going to be the only auction that we would do. And before it was over with, the quilters were begging us to go on and do the next one.
So they were already planning. Before
they
even got out the door, the plans were already formulated.
They're even planning right now for the next one. So it's been 10 years since the beginning, and we're all getting older, and we're looking for some younger women to step up and help us.
Well, in fact, quilting was not unlike needleworking and knitting, that really after 9/11, an entire resurgence came back because there's that great sense of community, not just the creation of art and capturing the legacy.
Exactly. And there were many, many quilts that were made after 9/11. People worked through those quilts to, get the grief out of their hearts, you know. And
Carol, tell us one of your favorite stories about a quilt.
One of my favorite stories goes back to, we received this quilt from Louisiana, a young lady. She was about 22 years old. She had never quilted. The box, Jeannie gets the box, and she says, I think it weighs 30 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, a 30-pound quilt. I showed it to my husband when we went over to Jeannie's house, and I said, so, well, what are we going to do? I said, we don't reject any quilts. I said, this is a quilt of love. This woman was misdiagnosed and went through and struggled and wanted to make a quilt for us. So my husband said, well, I might not be pretty, but I'll keep you warm. So we took that quilt. We had to get a PC pipe, a heavy one, to hang in at the hospital. And this nurse, a young man, would go past every day as he was pushing someone in for surgery, and he saw that quilt. He bought that quilt for his truck. He said, it had to come home with me.
Isn't that something?
The stories you hear, I think that's what keeps me going, because I went through it, and I felt like, at last, I did something for my sister. I wanted to make a quilt for her. And so many of my friends back in Illinois have done things like this, too.
So what has happened is you've created this, pun intended, a thread that's connected all these different people and experiences and also the cause.
Oh, yes.
Of wellness.
They really enjoyed, they enjoyed sending them to us with the stories. If they didn't have a story attached, it was like a lost quilt. Like they wanted to do it, but they couldn't get the words. Or they say, friends got together, our sisters brought this fabric together. She's not with us anymore, and now we wanted to finish this through. I mean, today we have some quilts that I just, this story, Lois Hewitt, her daughter had died of ovarian cancer, and she never saw her daughter, her granddaughter, graduate from medical school. So, I mean, she made 5 quilts for us. Not just for us, for her feeling, for that granddaughter who now has 3 children. So it's going to be passed on. It's like you said, it's an art that's passed on, and how you get to show it to someone and feel it in one way or another comes across.
That's right. Jeannie, a favorite story of yours from the quilting,
well,
whether it be your own background or
yes,
quilt for a cause.
I think one of my favorite stories is a quilt that we have for this auction, and it's called Sharon's Gift of Love. Sharon Townsend was a past vice president of the Tucson Quilters Guild, and there are more than 700 members in that group.
Wow, that's huge.
And she started this quilt when she was undergoing breast cancer, and she was very courageous. She died back in 2005, and her friends finished this beautiful quilt and embellished it. And it was shown at Tucson Meet Yourself in October, and we had so many people saw it and commented on how beautiful it was. And we actually sold that quilt already. We've had more than 150 quilts out in the community in various doctors' offices. And so people can buy them ahead of time. And that quilt was hanging in Dr. Hallam's office. He is an oncologist. And the woman who bought it for her mother for Christmas, and her mother was dying of cancer. Mm-hmm. She was there for treatment.
So when you have this idea of the legacy, like you said, the story that wraps around.
And probably 50% of the quilts that we receive are stories similar to that. They will make the quilts in honor of a person who has survived either breast or gynecological cancer, or in memory of someone who has died.
So in these first 3 years, you've raised over $500,000.
Yes.
And where do those funds go?
Well, they've gone to various organizations. We've given them to the University of Arizona for research, the American Cancer Society. This year, our funds will go to the TMC Foundation. And we know exactly where the money is going. It's going to provide mammograms for uninsured and underinsured women, and to provide education to doctors and nurses through the Dr. Joel Childers Teaching Series. every year they have the doctors and nurses get together, and they have speakers from around the country, and they talk about the most updated treatments that are mm-hmm. going on for gynecological cancers. And also, the hospital has recently purchased their Da Vinci robot, and we will help to maintain that
That's right.
for its surgery. And in years past, we also helped TMC purchase a digital specimen radiography system. St. Elizabeth's of Hungary will receive some of our money as well, and they provide funds for young mothers to have breast cancer surgery and also for women to undergo their chemo treatment. A lot of their people that come there who can't afford to pay the doctors, the doctors donate their time, mm-hmm. but we help to pay for the medicines yeah. for their chemotherapy and their radiation
That's
treatment.
Right. Interesting. Carol, tell us where you mentioned the one quilt that came from across the country. I guess on first assumption, someone would think you've got 700 quilters here in town or members of your organization that they would have come from Tucson, but it sounds like no, the web you folks, the net that you ladies have tossed out there have really pulled in a lot of participants.
Well, we really have them come, not just the United States. We have Canada, we have Italy, we have United Kingdom. It's amazing. I think, really, it's by our website,
okay,
which
sure.
I was amazed that I received a phone call one day and said, could you give us a speech and a show and tell of your quilts? And I said, well, how did you hear about us? And she said, well, your website. We bought a pattern, which we're in the pattern business. We have designers, national designers for quilts that have voluntarily made these patterns for us. And all the proceeds go to Quilt for a Cause.
Wonderful.
We have now 10 patterns.
Yep.
It all started by a quilt retreat with Evelyn George, who... it was supposed to be a mystery quilt, which it was a mystery to me as we went on to this adventure, because I'm a very novice quilter. But I said, if I can do it, anybody at this event can do it. So they let me try it, and I would call back, and I said, okay, I don't understand step number 4. This is going to be in 20 minutes. What do I do next? You better put an extra word there or something, because they're going to get lost. After Evelyn did the quilt, we convinced her it was so good that it should go to a pattern. Evelyn and Jane Barrett, Dorothy Lee, these gals are our designers. I mean, they put, when pattern comes in or a national designer gives us one, we have to go through it and figure out exactly how it can be done and how many different layouts you could get sure. from a quilt that would be so different than anything else, too. Now, what can I say? The first one was called Scrap Hunters 2, Scrap Hunters Star 1, Scrap Hunters Star 2, and then it just followed after that. We went into, what other names were they, Jeannie?
Oh, gosh. Arizona Footprints.
Prince. Yeah, that's
oh,
right, yeah.
Twist and Shout, Lynn Hall. She found us on the website from Florida and has been a large pusher for our quilts. Advertises on her website,
and they donated 5 quilts to us this year, and many of those quilts from came from ladies from 25 different states and
oh my gosh. Oh,
also from the countries that Carol had mentioned earlier.
And so let me step back. So Carol, you said you're a relatively new quilter, and you got into it because someone invited you to come to a quilting circle, or how did this start for you?
It was like the year before I retired from teaching. The art teacher and I, she said, why don't you try quilting? You love everything else. I said, oh, no, I remember seeing my mother sitting there all the time quilting, and I don't want to do that.
It was a mom thing. Yep,
it was a mom thing.
Yep. How many
and
times?
I said, oh, I don't think so. I don't think this is me. She said, come to a meeting. So I went to the guild meeting in Illinois, and I was hooked. hooked. I mean, unbelievable hooked.
And you realize it. Probably you had it genetically. But also the guild meeting is more than just about quilts, obviously.
Oh, yes.
It's a community. It's a sharing. How about you, Jeannie? How did you get into quilting?
Actually, it was a mistake.
This is even better than the mom thing, the mistake thing. Okay.
I lived in California, and I was a wearable artist. I did mostly clothing. Mm-hmm. And I had this idea to make a beach cover-up, and I went into a quilt shop, and they also sold fine fashion fabrics, and I was asking the lady for some help with the design of it, and she said, you know, I need to have you come here and work for me. So most of the people that came in there did quilting. And as time went on, I got involved in helping them pick out their fabrics, yeah. You know, starting with a focal fabric and then finding other fabrics that would go with it. And I felt like, well, as long as I could pick out the fabrics, I might as well learn how to make the quilts.
So I kind of fell into it. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that quilt, and whether you call it quilting or fabric art, that there are entire fine art disciplines around the area. We have we're patrons of Judith Riley from Vermont, and she does quilted fabric art. So she's even doing three-dimensional sculptures that are quilted, as well as, of course, the 2D version of it. But people use quilts for more reasons than blankets. Right?
Exactly.
Well, let me tell this story.
Okay.
When we get to using quilts, this is where it comes into fundraising. And we had an adventure that took off where I said, girls, you're going to walk the runway and you're going to be calendar girls and you're going to wear quilts, but you're going to wear basic black. And we had Neil Sedaka's music, and those girls walked down the runway. Every month had a calendar quilt that they would wear as a cape. And then we incorporated Miss Jeannie's great fashion art skills in between outfits with this. It was a way out. You've never seen a fashion show like this before.
A quilt fashion show.
But it was really fun. And it started out, the first one, I believe, was down at the Voyager. And it's an RV park that has a lot of people who are snowbirds. Well, I believe that fashion show had about 250 people. And the quilters from that group, each of them took a table and decorated it in their own fashion.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Western one. There was a black and white, gorgeous, you know, one.
Sophisticated.
All different themes. And it was so much fun.
And so, again, that element of fun, the sense of community, the legacy and the story. You know, you look at the quilting style of fabric and how it kind of comes and goes in fashion, but still the idea of the quilting as an art has been very sustainable.
Exactly. And we have some quilts that are made entirely by hand, like your mother-in-law.
Mary Lou's.
And... but most of them are made by machine and quilted by machine. And we have quilters out there that have their own quilting machines. Carol has one, and she produces so many quilts.
So, Carol, that's not something you just fold up and put in the closet, right?
No.
I mean, that one, you've got a whole room dedicated
it's
to that.
Huge.
I have a wonderful husband who lets me make additions to the house.
I was going to ask you, okay, an addition to the house even. That's right.
Yes, it needed it. It came out first from Illinois, and then when I got here, I had to get a different machine. So it has grown as a passion. But, you know, when we were talking about, I met the nicest couple. They're George and Gloria McGee, and they're both quilters.
Mm-hmm.
And George is a retired architect, and he just donated his own design called Flight Over Mesa. And the colors and the theme that he would make this quilt for us. When you think of all the time and effort people put into these and then they give it up, it's really precious. I mean, I mean sometimes I feel like they're my children, these quilts. I don't want to give them up.
That's right. Yeah.
You worked hard on them, and they put all their designs into it, which makes it really outstanding.
That's why our auctions are every 3 years, Zara, because the quilters don't just whip these up overnight.
Well, particularly if they're going to pour their heart and soul into it, and they're storied, Right, that there's
exactly.
other things that are in the process.
We received one quilt also one time that the woman, the maker of the, creator of the quilt, she, in the inside of the quilt top, she wrote the names of all of the people that she knew who had survived or who had died of breast or gynecological cancer. Those are the things, you know, it's not seen on the outside, but it's on the inside. And that was her special way of doing a meaningful quilt for us.
Right, and leaving that story for someone else to reveal, to take forward.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the upcoming event, as we mentioned, is coming. It's a silent and a live auction. It's going to be Saturday, March 2nd at the Tucson Medical Center Marshall Auditorium, a great location here in the northeast of town. Begins at 10 in the morning. And runs the live auction. The silent auction begins at 12:30, right after lunch. You've got guest speakers that are coming, a master of ceremonies, so it's quite an event.
Well, there's a little plus to this. It's like a special quilt show 1 month before. These quilts will be hanging up at the hospital a month prior to the auction, so you're able to view them and see them. Right now, they've been in the community. We will be getting them together.
And how many? How many are going to be part of at this point, do you
we
think?
We have about 270 right now.
Wow.
And when they hang at the hospital, they can actually buy them outright before the auction. So one of us will go over there. One of our board members will go over there and meet the seller, the buyer, right. And give them the quilt. Take
right.
their money.
Take their money. I like that. Turn it around.
It's going to be a very active silent auction because I'll be closing sections of the quilts every 15 minutes.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So when it gets going, we have to be really careful in the hospital. We don't want to disturb too much going on, but it's an opportunity to see some great work for this community and the United States all over.
Yeah, it's a beautiful way. Again, to learn more about the auction, you can go to quiltforacause.org to learn more about their activity. Jeannie Coleman, Carol Zapankic? Right?
Very good.
Thank you. I got it right this time. How was it you think that you've changed by being part of this change agenda, Jeannie?
Well, we never thought that we would be in business and raising
business, yep.
over $500,000. And I felt like I am a breast cancer survivor, and I feel like going through that process was a gift to me.
And beautifully said. How about you, Carol?
I just feel closer to this community since I've moved here. When you move away, it's like now I formed a new group.
Yeah.
And it's a very close group. My lady friends up there in Saddlebrook, the quilters up there, Rancho Vasocial. I mean, there's just so many bees that are buzzing around here making these quilts that make it work.
Isn't it beautiful, beautiful story? Well, ladies, thank you so very much for joining it. Great way for us to start the new year. Also mentioned that the Smart Women, Smart Money Conference, that'll be sponsored by the National Bank of Arizona on February 1st at Desert Diamond Casino, that the benefits from the proceeds are indeed going to be tossed into the kitty here for Quilt for a Cause, so we're glad
yes,
we can support
are.
That as well. Very good. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.